Why she got so mad at me?
She about ready to take the stool back, wasn't she?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What do you call this stuff that your wife makes to pour on bread pudding or rice pudding or something like that?
Oh, I don't know.
She's getting shy.
Let me see what, now there's two, three, some of that is the sauce. And some of it is, let's see, there's a, my mother used to call it dip.
Dip?
Absolutely, she called it dip.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's the sauce, is what it is.
What did your mother call it?
I guess that's what she called.
Dip?
As far as I can remember, yeah.
Huh. And then now you call it what?
It's the sauce, yeah.
Uh-huh. Where was your mother from?
Arkansas.
Uh-huh. A lot of those Arkansas people came in from... Well, where did your people come from before?
Originally from Georgia.
Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Then Arkansas,
yeah.
And then
mm-hmm.
in.
Uh-huh.
Ours did too. Ours came straight across, I think, from Georgia to Louisiana, then branched out into Texas.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
Yeah, there was a lot of that. Much.
My mother, though, came from Missouri.
Hmm. Where did her people come from?
Well, that bunch was Indiana and Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Indiana and then
Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
My grandfather went to school in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Hmm. Up there in the Western Reserve, huh?
I reckon. I don't know much about that in the country. They all, most of them left there when they were children were young.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know much about it. She didn't tell me too much about it.
What would you call food that you eat between meals?
Snack.
Snack?
Yeah.
What's the first thing your mother... let's go to your wife. What's the first thing your wife does when she gets up in the morning and goes into the kitchen? What's the first thing she prepares?
I think she starts the coffee pot going, that's the first thing.
I like the stove. That's the first thing I do. I don't know why, because the gas stoves, you don't have to wait for the heat.
Mm-hmm.
But the old stoves, if you can get that fire ready first,
yeah.
you just had to wait a long time mm-hmm. before you get anything done.
Put some grease on there and then stand back and watch that old coal stuff.
Yeah.
And let's see, if you were thirsty, what would you go in the kitchen and get?
A drink of water.
What would you get it in?
Glass.
What would you have gotten it in when you were a boy?
Dipper, apart from that gourd.
Mm-hmm.
We used a lot of those when I was a boy. Gourd differs.
They're pretty handy.
And
I'll
tell you, water tastes better out of no gourd than it
yet. No, they always taste bitter. To me, I never did get over that. I don't believe I ever did get that bitter taste out of that gourd.
If they treat them right, you can. I mean, you get them where the water won't taste too bitter.
Well, there's a lot of people used them, you know, they didn't get them cleaned up good. They just scraped them out and go to use them. And mm-hmm. I guess that's the reason I got it for just a gourd. I never did like to drink out of gourd.
Huh. You ever use those for bird houses?
Yeah.
They make dandies. Mm-hmm. Is that thunder?
No, I think it must have been a jet or something.
Oh. Where do they come from here?
Old Perrin.
Where?
Perrin Field, right across from Yonah.
Oh,
20 miles ago.
Back across
the
river.
That's a bomber base, huh?
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, the country's just full of those now.
Oh, yeah.
Altus. Clinton, Sherman, Perrin,